Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Jean Humbrecht of Humbrecht Law. Jean, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here today.
Yeah, super excited to have you on. And before we jumped in, I wanted to read a little bit more about Jean so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Jean is an attorney in Manassas, Virginia. She focuses her practice exclusively on criminal and traffic defense and practices in both state and federal court. She received her Master of Law in Litigation from the George Washington University Law School. Ms. Humbrecht has her own practice since 2014, and she is also the author of the book, More Than a Fine, The True Cost of Speeding in Virginia. Jean, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
I'm ready when you are.
Awesome. Let's make it happen. So to kick everything off, I guess I wanted to hear and rewind the clock a little bit more back, I guess, to maybe 2014 to hear about your story, and what led you to get started with your business.
Well, actually, what makes me different probably from a lot of CEOs is this is something that I never envisioned my whole life. I didn't think I would own my own company, but now that I do, I would never look back. I did always want to be a criminal defense attorney. And when I graduated from law school and took the bar exam, I was offered a job with the federal government, which, of course, I had to take because it was good money and health benefits. But while I was doing that full time, I also went to, as you mentioned, the George Washington University Law School part time to get my master's in litigation. And litigation is basically just trial work. So when I finished that in 2014, that's when I left my job with the government. I started with a small firm in Northern Virginia. And then shortly after that, I went off on my own, basically to have more autonomy and control over the cases and types of cases that I took. And I dabbled in a little bit of different areas of law, but then focused exclusively on criminal and traffic defense. And now that's all I do. And I practice throughout Northern Virginia.
Nice. I definitely appreciate that. And I think that being able to kind of, I guess, make that transition into, you know, becoming a CEO and an entrepreneur is definitely something that is very exciting and great to hear that, you know, you wouldn't turn back and you wouldn't change anything that way. So I know we touched on a little bit when I read your bio, and you did as well, too. Could you take us through a little bit more about like how you're working with your clients and the services that you're providing?
Right. So what I do is I defend clients in court, but most of the work is actually done before court. So what does that really mean? We plan for the worst, but prepare for the best. So worst case scenario, you know, if you have to go to trial and lose, that's what most people think criminal defense is and what they see on TV. That's all that they show because they don't show the other cases that resolve in different ways. Obviously, it's very scary to be charged with a criminal offense or even a traffic offense. So what I do is I calmly walk people through the process. I tell them based on, you know, what their charge is, what their criminal history is or lack thereof, what they're likely to face. And based on what their situation is, what their job is, some people cannot have certain offenses on their record at all, and everybody's situation is different. So what I do is talk to my clients, find out exactly what it is that they can or cannot have, because it's not the same for everybody. Some people could lose their job if they go to jail. Some people could lose their job if they lose their driver's license, but not necessarily if they go to jail. So it's different for everybody. So I would tell them based on their charge, on their history, on what their life situation is, what's likely to happen, and what we can do to make sure that they get the best outcome possible.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate, you know, that customized approach, because as you said, I think so many times we forget a lot of times, I think, in business and in life a lot of times that, you know, the human aspect of it, and understand, as you said, it could be a situation where your driver's license could be a huge impact, and going to jail could be a huge impact, and understanding like the dominoes that will fall as a result of that. But you're so right in that. And then too, like I at one point wanted to go to law school, and I took the LSAT and all of that. And I learned, as you kind of touched on earlier, that it's not just going into court and just arguing cases. Like, there's a lot of behind the scenes and other ways that can result in certain resolutions that sometimes you're not aware of. So I appreciate you for kind of painting that picture, because I think sometimes we see Law and Order or we read a John Grisham book and we think that's all that the law kind of is.
Exactly. Yeah.
Awesome. So I wanted to ask you now for what I call your secret sauce, and it could be for yourself or for your business, but what do you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique?
Well, what makes me unique and sets me apart is I'm doing what I love to do. I've always wanted to be a criminal defense attorney since I was 5 years old. I don't remember why. There are no lawyers in my family. I just did. I love what I do. I love public speaking. I like being in court. That kind of stuff is very nerve-wracking for some people. I also, as you mentioned earlier, received my master's in litigation at GW, and that's basically trial work. So that program really prepared me for what I'm doing now. And throughout my career, I've handled hundreds of cases, so I got a lot of experience in a very short amount of time. So going back to what we said before, you know, based on my experience, that's how I can tell you with what your charge is and what county it is and all those different factors, what's likely to happen and the best way to prepare for that. So just my experience and doing what I love to do.
Yeah, I think when you're able to kind of work in your zone of genius, so to speak, and you're able to obviously work in your passions as well, too, when all that kind of marries together, comes together, it really makes everything phenomenal. I think you can love and appreciate, you know, the passion that you have and see that in the work that you do, because when you are passionate about it from a very young age, it really shows out in everything you're doing.
Yeah, that's true.
Awesome. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So this could be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
I would say hustling. And within hustling, a couple different things. I get up early every day and I work out every day. And that was a hard habit to get into, but it really pays off, because working out early, you get energy. And by the end of the day, you're tired. Sometimes that's 4 o'clock in the afternoon for me, and I don't want to go to the gym when I come home. So it just prepares my mindset for the day, and I have energy, and I know that it's done, and that's just been really helpful. So I get up, I have my coffee, which I need. I check emails, I prepare for the day for a little while, I work out, and I also make a lot of lists because I have a lot of stuff going on in my head, and if I don't write it down, So that's basically what I do, getting up early, making lists for the day, and working out. And that's really been a huge helping my productivity very much.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's so funny you say that, because I find even on the flip side, when I don't, you know, sometimes I like to do movement before I get started, because I feel like that creates that that energy that gets the day going. But I think I find when I don't do that in the beginning of the day, sometimes the day gets away from me. And so I'm like, why is the day going like this? And a lot of times it's because I didn't do those things in the very beginning of the day to set myself up for success.
Yeah, exactly. Because if you're used to a routine and then you're thrown out of the routine, it kind of throws your whole day out of whack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
And it's easy to get out of that routine.
Exactly. Yeah. And I love what you talked about as far as the list, because I think, you know, obviously as, you know, entrepreneurs and business owners and, you know, whatever, you know, bit type of business we have, there's so many things that we have to keep track of and take hold of. So to be able to know that it's on a list, to be able to put it in a place and make sure that we can be kind of present in our best selves and so many other aspects is a kind of, I think, an underrated hack, just because it creates that energy and that focus that we need to have throughout the day.
Exactly.
Awesome. So I wanted to ask you now for what I call a CEO nugget. So that could be like a word of wisdom or piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what might you tell your younger business self?
I would say invest time and money in your business. And that sounds very simple, but it's actually not. And it's hard for people to do. And what I mean is, most people, when they start, don't have money. But what I suggest that people do, and what I would tell my younger business self, reach out to the right people to find out what you should be spending your money on. Because there are a lot of things that you can do yourself in the beginning, and then maybe eventually hand over to somebody else. And there might be things that you shouldn't spend money on, because it's not the same for everybody. It depends on your industry and your business. So reaching out to the right people, joining organizations, which which does cost money, but that's definitely something I would tell somebody to do. Local chambers of commerce, professional associations, because within those groups, you'll meet people that could either help you directly with any issues you're having or lead you to the right people who can. And another aspect of that is knowing when to delegate and what to delegate, because you will get to the point where you have money, or at least sufficient money, but not enough time. So you're going to get to a point where you need to start reaching out to other people to handle the things that you used to do yourself, because as a CEO and business owner, you know, we all do everything ourselves in the beginning. But you have to recognize that time, because there is going to be a time where you need to relinquish control and figure out what it is that you can delegate that other people can do, and what it is that you should be doing, because there are some things that only you can do as the business owner, but there are other things that other people certainly could do. And you are going to have to pay money for it. And that was a very hard decision for me to make. And it sounds like it's a good problem to have. But it's difficult deciding to pay those people. But when you get to the point where you feel like that's what you need to do, then you need to take the risk and do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate you for so eloquently stating that. I remember we did, when we connected initially, we talked a little bit about this and how important it is kind of at the very beginning. A lot of times you'll have more time, less money. And as that starts to transition and that paradigm starts to shift, I guess you could say, you start to have more money and less time, but you have to make sure that you're using that money in the correct ways and making sure you're leaning on the expertise of others and those people that have walked that walk or have that perspective so that you can try to increase the likelihood of making those correct decisions about where to delegate that time and those resources.
Exactly, because if you get to the point that you can't adequately handle the work, then eventually that money is not still going to be there.
Yeah, absolutely. Sad to say that, but that is definitely what happens. Yeah. And so I wanted to ask you now my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So Jean, what does being a CEO mean to you?
To me, being a CEO means having a vision and making that vision happen. Believing that there is no limit to what you want to achieve. Being willing to work hard to achieve your goals. And there's only so much you can train. But that's something that it would be innate in a person that I think makes you a CEO. And as CEO, you do have flexibility. You have control over your time and control over your life, because it's your business and you can do what you want. You can work as much as you want or as little as you want. But most CEOs, I would wager, are always working and always hustling, like I mentioned earlier, and always looking for something more.
Absolutely. And I think just as you said as well too, is with your passion and being able to love what you're doing, I think a lot of CEOs and entrepreneurs are doing a lot of the extra work, so to speak, because they're very passionate about what it is that they do. And that just kind of showcases in their products and services and their podcast interviews and so many different ways that they're doing it. And I think that when you hear that, it's just a tremendous reminder of like how I guess grateful we should be for these opportunities, but also how important it is for us to kind of work in our passions and our gifts to be able to make the world an overall better place.
Exactly. I think when people are happy with what they're doing, they're going to do a better job of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would definitely echo that as well too. And Jean, truly appreciate that perspective and I appreciate your time even more. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and listeners know. And then of course, how best they can get a view, get a copy of the book and find out about all the awesome things you're working on.
Definitely. I would just leave everybody with a final thought that you should surround yourself with like-minded people and goal-oriented people. As I think a couple people on your previous podcasts noted, because I listened to them, you don't want to be the smartest person in the room. You want to surround yourself with successful people and keep striving and reaching for more, because people will hire other people that they know, like, and trust. So you want to develop that trust with people, and that goes for hiring and referring. But in terms of getting in touch with me, you can go to my website, www.humbrechtlaw.com. Facebook.com/Humbrecht Law, Humbrecht Law on Twitter, Humbrecht Law on LinkedIn, and on Instagram, it's Manassas Criminal Lawyer. And also in the show notes, there will be a link to my YouTube channel. I'm going to be updating that regularly with videos. And also the book is available on Amazon, and the link to that will be in the show notes as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Gene. As Gene mentioned, we will have that information in the show notes so that everybody can follow up with you, click through and find out about all the awesome things you're doing. But I definitely appreciate that reminder. It's important that we remind ourselves that success is a team sport, and the people that we have around us will help us to reach our altitude that we want to reach. And if we don't and aren't the smartest people in the room, sometimes that could be to our detriment. So I appreciate that reminder, and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.